What's up, guys? From Driver101.com, Big Ken here. As always, we are sitting here in the truck. Tonight is an over-the-road night. I'm chilling at the truck stop. Chilling. And I decided to shoot a video. So today I was checking out a news story from Overdrive.com. I believe it's from Overdrive. And basically a truck driver got out of his truck and started shooting at some people. Let me break that down. So he's sitting in the truck. And he's hauling a Home Depot load. So he's at Home Depot early, decides to park overnight. Gets out his truck, feels some jostling in the trailer, jumps out, decides to hoobang for Home Depot. He finds the dude's riding. He's like, y'all ain't stealing from Home Depot, you sons of bitches. I'm a ride, baby. I'm a rider. Right? I'm a ride and die for Home Depot. So he jumps out the truck, pulls out the gun, and starts shooting. Shoots in the air. The thieves, there's about, I don't know, maybe three or four cars. They didn't specify, but basically it was a lot of them. And they all drove off except one car. Those guys left their car. Then he turns around, calls the police. While he's making the, giving the information to the police, the thieves come back to get their car. They ask him, hey, man, where's my motherfucking keys? He goes, I don't know where your motherfucking keys at. I ain't got your keys. And then they start shooting at him. This brings up the reason you don't gang bang for Home Depot. Because you don't know what you're dealing with. This could have ended up like a fucking mob scene where he jumps out. He's like, I'm finna ride, motherfucker. I'm finna bust down on these bitches because I'm representing Home Depot. And all of a sudden, these guys bust out with guns. He's lucky that these guys got scared and they didn't realize they had weapons, right? Plus, they were so scared, they looked at their car and they was like, oh shit, we're being shot at. Should we get in a vehicle that can go 20, 30 miles an hour? Or should we run on our feet and do 2 miles an hour? Fuck it, feet, baby, feet. Right, but everybody's a bitch when you're getting shot at, so let's be real. So anyway, they didn't shoot. When they come back to get their car to ask him if he's got the keys, he says no, so then they turn around and they pull out their guns and they start shooting at him. He then, I imagine, ducks or behind, probably gets back in the truck because he gets his face cut. I believe they said his face was cut with glass, but basically he went to the hospital because of some glass cuts. And when it was all said and done, long story short, he ends up going to the hospital to get his whatever part of him was cut with the glass treated. And they didn't catch any of the guys. I don't know if they got the car or not, because they really didn't seem like they dropped that subject. But bottom line is the guys left the scene and got away. So the thing I thought also was interesting, he was not charged for having a gun in a semi-truck. So all that shit that it's illegal to have a gun in a semi-truck, this guy was not charged with having a gun in a semi-truck. He wasn't. However, he was charged with firing a gun in city limits. So that's just is what it is. And that actually makes sense because, plus, you got to worry about the future on stuff like that, because you got to worry that the prosecutor statewide could come after you. You know, the state could come after you. Other cities that you drove through with a gun could also come after you. Just because you licensed in one place doesn't mean all those that license spread to other places. So you always got to read up on that. And I always recommend, dude, if you want to carry a gun, always get a lawyer, right? Always get a lawyer. You know, when I say get a lawyer, I mean, you ain't got to pay retainer fees and stuff, but you definitely got to have one if you got your strap. Now, the interesting part about this is a couple weeks ago, I was listening to Chase and Andrew, and Chase and Andrew had a thing about what weapons do you carry. And he was talking about, you know, he carries a strap and stuff that he carries, you know, strap, I'm sorry, white people, strap means gun. I'm joking. I know, white people. What does that mean? What you trying to say, Ken? Right. I mean, but the thing about it is, like, first of all, people carry weapons in their trucks, and there's a lot of different weapons. He was saying a tire thumper wasn't a good weapon. I'm like, it depends on what you're using, because if you use a 2-pound sledgehammer, that's a good tire thumper. You know what I'm saying? That and the 2-pound sledgehammer literally will fit in your hand. It'll be short, just like a regular hammer. But all you got to do is make contact. Swinging it, make contact. If you don't want to do that, you want some long range, you know, he recommended mace. You get mace. You can make your own mace at home. You can also use roach spray. You can also use oven cleaner. Anything that'll make a motherfucker gag, right? And that you can spray far away from you. So those are great weapons to use. Plus, keep your knife, you know, always. And if you're going to carry your pistol, make sure you know what state you go through. I mean, that's something you do to me if you're on a dedicated account. And it's another reason to be dedicated, because then you know what state you're going to. You know what I'm saying? Then you can be licensed in each state. You ain't got to worry about that shit. So, anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I figured I'd share a story with y'all. Talk that shit. See you guys later. Go to truckdriverbooks.com if you're new to trucking and you want to get, or you want to become a truck driver. Go to truckdriverbooks.com. It will help you out. I'll talk to you later.